Up next on American Restoration.
This looks like it was thrown off a truck.
What happened to this thing?
It was in the building when Hurricane took the building down. We pulled this out.
That is devastating.
Oh, wow.
I came down to get my Pep Boys marquees restored.
I don't want to drop this.
Just hold on over there.
If we drop this, we're screwed. I've seen some serious damage, but quite honestly, nothing this bad.
Wow.
What the happened to this?
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Oh, wow.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm Scott.
Scott, good to meet you.
What do you think? A little project?
My God, that is awesome.
You trying to get these restored or something?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get a forklift and we'll get it off.
I came down to Rick's Restoration today to get my 30s-era Pep Boys marquees restored.
Can we go sideways?
It's like moving Mount Rushmore.
Just hold on over there. You're barely on.
You know, when Rick first saw the marquee of the boys, I saw a little fear in his eyes. It's a pretty big job.
No, don't go nowhere.
Bud, you got him?
It's making me nervous.
When a customer brings in a huge item that we have to move, the last thing that we want to do is drop it right in front of them. That would not be a good first impression.
Hold on! I don't want to drop this.
Go down slow.
Okay, good.
This has got to be the biggest potential project to ever come into my shop. If it's this hard to move these things around, I don't know how I'm gonna get it down the line.
How old are these probably?
These are probably from mid-30s.
30s,
yeah.
Wow. What do you know about Pep Boys?
Well, these three started the company back in the 20s, I think 21.
Okay.
They were Navy buddies, came back from the war together.
Right.
So these are real people. That's Manny Rosenfeld.
Yeah.
Mo Strauss.
Okay.
And Jack is actually Graham Jackson.
Ah.
So,
sounds
Manny,
better.
Mo, Jack.
Manny, Mo, and Jack.
Yeah. Easiest way to call them, the boys.
Very cool. What's your idea to do with these? I mean, what do you want to do?
Well, these are going to be donated to the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles. And I can't donate them like this. They're going to be on display. So we want you to restore them before they go into the Peterson Museum.
Wow. It's always an honor to be able to work on anything that's going to be put in a museum. But I definitely have some concerns on how I'm going to put some pep back into this piece.
I got some questions for you.
All right, hit
okay.
me.
I can see they're sort of patched up a little bit. Is that from damage,
no.
or is that how they built them?
No, so these were built in the 30s, you know, before they really made molds for
right.
anything. So they're all hand-laid fiberglass. So, you know, I think you want to keep some of that look to it, because that's the original,
right.
you know.
We take away from that if
that's
we
right.
did that.
There was a cigar, though.
There was?
Okay, yeah, so Manny had a cigar here.
And right where this hole
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Early 90s, Great American Smokeout. Company thought it would be best to, you know, be politically correct.
Right.
Which is fine. This is a piece of American history.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
So, I mean, the cigar belongs there. I think we got to keep the cigar.
All right, I'm with you.
You know, obviously, the checked and cracked paint needs to come down.
Right.
And then there's a few places that we've got to repair.
Right.
I think
each one of
the boys' feet are cracked. And since it's going in a museum, I think we need to put a base on it somehow.
Yeah. So what I'll probably do, first we'll pull that frame out, then we'll strip all that paint off there, and then fix the feet and get you a base done to where it looks all nice.
Museum quality.
Yeah, given that, that's a big thing. And going painting them all up and then doing all their features, you know, hand painting all their features. Final little
cigar. Yeah.
And then get that all done.
So, how much?
Well, I'm looking at probably 15.
1500?
No, I'm looking more like 15,000.
Oh, that much?
The deal is it all is done by hand. Mm-hmm. I can't use a machine on this. I'm worried that if we bead blast it or strip it, I'll blow holes in it and I'll cause myself even more work. And it's big. Look at the thing.
It is pretty big. Is that the best you can do?
I mean, you just said it yourself. It's museum quality, and I want this thing done right, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. Take care of our boys.
I'll take care of your boys.
You got a deal.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Come on in the office.
All right.
I'll get somebody to get started somehow.
The Pep Boys marquee is a piece of history, and I can't wait to see what Rick does with them.
What you got, man?
Take a look at that, and how long do you think you're gonna have hand sanding everything, front and rear?
Gee.
We're restoring this colossal Pep Boys statue that's made out of fiberglass. It's gonna be a museum piece, so I want this thing perfect. But sanding it by hand looks much more involved than I thought.
I mean, it looks like it's got like 70 coats of paint on it. I mean, look how thick it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's how far we gotta go to.
Yeah.
And we've got all these intricate little spots that he's got on his face and inside here and in there.
Don't you think it's gonna take us days?
It could, because a lot of this is just from a lot of paint built up.
Yeah. I think we need to try to blast it, but I think that the sandblasting is gonna eat holes into it. We've done that fiberglass, and it blasts right through it. So I think I wanna try the guy that we used on the soda blasting. For this, it might do well. So let's try that guy, but I need you to try to hit those feet enough, at least to hold them together.
See, like this here?
Yeah.
At least get them back together.
Yeah.
Get them closed.
No problem. Put a nice
patch out.
Yeah.
Patch out there. Any place that's got a good split in it that when he blasts it, is gonna just go through, okay?
I have to patch these cracks from the backside in order to reinforce the existing fiberglass so they could soda blast it because they were really busted up. So I'm using a quick drying cloth to patch the feet rather than the fiber because it's much stronger.
Today, I got a couple coming in from the East Coast. They said they had something they wanted me to restore that's definitely in bad shape.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
I'm dying to see what they got for me.
Let's see what you got.
Oh. Wow. That is bad.
We came here to Rick's restoration to get our 1948 Coke cooler restored.
This looks like it was thrown off a truck.
I mean, what happened to this thing?
It worked right up until the day it took the bath. It got destroyed in the Hurricane Irene and the flood damage.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was in the building when Hurricane took the building down and went into a 15-foot hole and was destroyed, and we pulled this out.
Oh, geez, that is some water. Oh my gosh, that whole thing's fallen in the hole. That is devastating.
Yes, we lost a good portion of our store.
It's a mess. How long did that take to clean up?
Well, we're still working at it now.
Wow. I've seen my fair share of Coke machines in my day, but quite honestly, nothing this bad. These guys have a crazy story and an attachment to this machine, so I really hope I get to restore it for them. So this is a Model 23 spin top. The awesome thing about this is a deluxe. Most of them that Vendo made were just flat on the front to where they didn't have a raised lettered panel like this. They were just totally flat. So this is very, very cool. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna tear it apart. There's not a lot of moving parts except in the lid. So we got a little bit of work there dealing with just the top, probably an hour to mark everything out. So there's some stuff on the interior of the thing that are missing. The good part is that we at least have the bottom part of it, because a lot of the times this bottom half is gone, and I see a lot of body work. I guarantee once I show this to my body man, he's gonna pull his hair out, because it's not one corner is straight.
Yeah, we did that coming out.
Pulling it out, ripped it, because it was stuck full of mud.
Stuck full of mud, yeah.
Right. So after we get all that finished and done and working and looking all the way it did like back in the day, I'm looking at $4,800 to do the whole thing.
What do you think?
Well, it is our baby.
Let's do it.
You got it. Well, you see it now. I can't wait till you see it when you get back. Because this thing is probably the ugliest looking thing that's ever came in the shop, Coke machine wise. This project is much more than just a restoration. These people lost everything they had in that storm. If I can bring just a little piece of that back, I think it'll mean the world to them.
What is this thing?
It's a 23 spin top is what it's called. My dad just asked me to tear down this gnarly looking Coke machine that just came in. So I grabbed Brettley to give me a hand. In here it held 23 bottles and it would spin around And each time it spun, it would line up with this hole. So you'd open that and then take the bottle out.
Hmm.
Take some pictures. No, I meant of me. You know how it goes. Whee!
Oh, look at that.
It looks like this thing's been sitting in the bottom of a lake.
I'd say so.
Look at you go.
Whoa! It's a lot lighter now.
I bet.
We're doing a major restoration on a Pep Boys item that's going to be displayed in a museum. One of the statues used to have a cigar in his mouth, so we're recreating that piece out of wood.
We figured out the dimensions for Manny's cigar, so I'm using a lathe to do some high-speed whittling so we can carve the stogie down to size. Once we trim the ends and paint the wood, it will look exactly like the original.
I know why you're so noisy in here, Phil.
Phil and I are hammering away on a 1940s ventilator Coke machine. This thing took some serious damage during Hurricane Irene. So we're gonna double team it and try to undo the wrath of Mother Nature. This is the worst damage I've ever seen on a Coke machine. The sides are all torn up and the frame is twisted. Nothing is straight on this thing.
Besides the front, I wanna find out what is square. Where's the liner? Where's the piece that was in this sheet metal in here that we can square this up with? What the f- happened to this?
The one piece that squares off the frame and supports the structure looks like a stampede of wild horses ran over it. It's beyond safe. So while we finish the bodywork, I'm gonna have Dave trace a pattern for it and fabricate a new one.
Think?
Yeah, it looks good.
So today I came to Mutton Jeff's to get the Pep Boys soda blasted.
We sandblast, bead blast, and soda blast, but for this Pep Boys job, we're gonna soda blast.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Looks like we just put some Rogaine on their head.
You'd never sandblast fiberglass because it's too abrasive. Soda blasting doesn't generate any heat. It's basically like baking soda. You can make cookies with it, but we blast with it. It comes in a lot bigger bag. Soda's lighter than the sand, so you need more pressure when you're blasting, so we run about 120 pounds per square inch. You can use water and air, or just air. I chose just to use air, so it'd be softer on the material.
We're slowly making progress on the Pep Boys project. Phil is patching up some of the damaged sections on the body with fiberglass. We still want to leave some of the character in there, but this thing has taken years of abuse that we're trying to reverse. Now Ted's gonna work his magic and put some pep back into the boys with a custom paint job.
Painting fiberglass is really no different than painting anything else. I just have to make sure that I cover all of the nooks and crannies. And boy, are there a lot of nooks and crannies on this thing. This is easily the largest thing that I've ever painted for Rick, and I'm putting in a lot of hours to get this thing painted on time.
That's good.
The Coke machine we're fixing up was missing a bunch of metal cylinders to hold the Cokes in place when the mech spins around. Without them, this thing is just a big cooler. So I have to refabricate all these from scratch.
Nice. 20-something more to do.
These folks lost just about everything they had. So we want to make sure this machine is perfect. Hopefully it'll put a nice smile on their face.
Wow!
What I want to do is I want to put four pieces of this into Fonzie's room, okay. And we'll go ahead and we'll tech screw that in. All right? Hold on a sec. Hey, Sue!
Hi, how are you?
We brought our Vendo 23 Coke machine to Rick's to get it repaired after it was damaged in the hurricane. We've made two trips from New York now here, so it better be a nice job.
You guys excited?
We're excited.
All right, I need to move something and I'll take you to it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Oh, my goodness. It's beautiful.
Rick pulled away that plywood. That really looked nice.
It was just absolutely gorgeous. It was much more than I expected.
What do you think?
That can't be the same one.
Yeah, it's the same one.
This is gorgeous.
You like it?
I love it. It has things on it I didn't know it had.
Yeah, that's
yeah, there was a lot of stuff that was missing. You know, it was been around, been through a hurricane, right?
Right. Yeah,
seen Irene and got beat up. You know, I got to give Phil, our body man, you know, high points for doing the work on this because it was pretty trash.
It was pretty trash.
It had rips in it, which stretched the metal. And in order to get that metal back to normal again and straight, you had to heat shrink all the metal, try not to use too much material or Bondo or anything. So it's very, very thin metal. And for it to get twisted once, it's basically trash. So to bring it back to life, it was hard. And there was all kinds of stuff missing. I mean, we had the knobs missing on the top and the whole, if you remember right, the cylinders on the inside were missing.
Can we see the inside of it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my.
You remember you brought it in, it was basically just lifted up the door and you grabbed up a soda.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a vendor. When you put the money in the top, it goes through this mechanism and it slides into this bottom mechanism. You turn the knob and then this thing spins and allows the whole drum to spin. So everything has to work perfectly for it to get to move like that.
So you had to make all these tubes then?
Yep, redid all these tubes.
Oh, that's amazing. It really looks great.
Does it work, Rick?
Well, I think you need to give her a shot.
All right.
Just set it in there. Okay, turn the handle. Pull her up, pull out a cold one.
There you go.
There it is.
Try it out.
All right. It is the cold of soda.
Well, it's beautiful. It works. We appreciate it.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so
much. Bet. I hope you love it. I hope you do.
It's beautiful. We love it, yes. Good.
When we pulled this out of the rubble from Hurricane Irene, we never expected that it was going to come out looking this good again, but it's come out better than it did, and we're really happy.
We've been busting hump on this giant statue project, and now we're in the home stretch. Robert and Cowboy are busy crafting a wood base so we can mount this thing like a trophy.
I like that.
Now it's time to get this thing painted. And when we're through with it, it's gonna look great.
Okay, let's grab the boys. Watch your step.
Come on.
Go down. Perfect. All right, thanks guys.
Cool.
Awesome.
You buying the beer?
Hey, can you take care of the rest of that?
Uh-huh.
I got a customer. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Good, good. What's been going on?
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
I came back to Rick's Restoration to pick up our Manny Moe and Jack.
Did you take care of my boys?
Yeah, I got them boys. They are spit shine. I can't wait to show you these things. They're awesome.
Let's go do it.
Okay.
This was a big project, and I'm a little bit nervous at whether you could pull it off or not.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Wow! Look at that!
Is that cool?
That is way cool! You did an amazing job.
Thanks.
You know, when I first saw him, the most noticeable thing was the pop of the color and the detail. It was just perfect. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of this. Every one of the guys worked really, really hard.
How did you do it?
A lot of manpower, a lot of hand power.
Body work.
A lot of body work.
You know, we talked about it. I didn't want it just perfectly smooth.
Right.
I wanted the original sort of
that
feel
texture.
And the texture of it.
That's the whole hand thing. Mm-hmm. And we got like almost 300 hours in just body work.
Unbelievable.
You still got the texture. You got the pleats, the creases.
Yeah, even the sweater.
The sweaters came out great. Yeah, and the collars are cool.
These are all hand painted?
Yes, that's all hand painted. Mustache, eyebrows, eyes.
Wow, let me tell you, amazing job. The shine on that.
I mean, this thing is a museum piece. I wanted it to stand out. I'll tell you what,
the cigar.
Is that cool?
That is way cool.
Robert went and cut that whole cigar out, laid it all out.
Did he?
And then Ted did the final painting on it.
I mean, totally.
I know,
cool.
It's been a long time since somebody's seen that cigar in Manny's mouth.
Unbelievable. And you did a great job on the base, too.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? Is that fiberglass also?
No, it's wood. It's rounded wood.
Wow.
It's all wood. And then we faux finished it with sort of that leather look.
Gotcha.
I wanted a museum style. I wanted a trophy.
Yeah,
so I figured we're going to set it on a base like that.
That's perfect. All the attention, the detail, the base, the cigar, the whole thing was just really, really cool. Well, here's a $15,000 question.
You hit that one on the head, didn't you?
You can hit me for more, or did you come in on budget?
I'm happy to say that we made budget.
Good. Well, brother, that was just an amazing job. I sure thank you very, very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you sending it. It was an absolute honor doing them. Just
you were the only
pleasure.
Choice. You were the only choice. I can't wait to unveil those at the Peterson Automotive Museum.